from tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2011 Annual Deliverance Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, Thursday evening, October the 27th, 2011. Gene Moody is the speaker of this service, teaching on battling against witchcraft and also various sexual sins.
How many of you are having fun? I am enjoying myself. I enjoy spiritual warfare. I enjoy ministering to people. And so so I'm having fun. You can probably tell I'm having fun. I love to worship and praise God. I like to dance. You know, I almost got up on the pulpit and danced today. Okay. So can you relax and have fun? Are you uptight? Are these demons got you uptight? Okay. Okay. See, we're in all-out spiritual warfare. You can have fun in all-out spiritual warfare. And I've been real blessed at the morning meeting. The seeing the people get set free, the demons cast out, the people heal. I mean, I really enjoy the morning meeting, and I want to commend the people who have the morning meeting. That is really a lot is done. I've been to the ones that have been here since I've been here. A lot was accomplished. I mean, it's amazing what can be accomplished. And I enjoyed personal ministry. I enjoy mass ministry. So I want to just encourage you at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp for your morning meeting. I want to encourage you for your praise and worship. Notice how I get carried away with praise and worship. Praise God. Is it okay if I dance? Okay. All right. Praise God. Yeah, someone said, look at that respected preacher with his suit out there dancing. Well, that's me. When I was in this big church, and so what God impressed me with, one time he impressed me to run around the church. I never forget that. And so I went home and I said, well, okay, Gene, there must be something in the Bible. And so I found a verse in the Bible. You know, you run as God impresses you. You run as your heart is. So I like to run around churches. I like to dance and praise God. And so I enjoy it. I was up in Saginaw, Michigan. And the thought came in, I love what I'm doing. Do you love what you're doing? Okay. All right. Okay, are you ready? Okay. I'm going to have you stand up on this one. Okay. Give you a chance to stand up here. Now, what this is a prayer before deliverance. I will do this when I do personal deliverance. I'll do this when I do mass deliverance. You just repeat after me. I'm teaching you how to do spiritual warfare. We ask God to send the Holy Spirit, the sevenfold Spirit of God, warrior angels, ministering angels, and 12 legions of angels. We ask the warrior angels to come with their flaming, sharp two-edged swords, capable of dividing spirit and soul. We ask God to surround us. Cut off communication between the demons outside and the demons inside. And remove loose demons around us. We bind fallen angels and demons and loose ourselves from them. We call for spiritual warfare to set the captives free. We bind forces of evil and loose forces of good that we have the power and authority to do so. Amen. You can just say that. Praise God. Okay, I'm going to start off with a lesson. I got a number of lessons depending on how much. See what time it is. That's the time I got started last time. Okay, 8 o'clock. Okay. I spend a lot of time working with Christians who've been attacked by witchcraft. Now, many Christians don't think you can be attacked by witchcraft. I guarantee you, you can be attacked by witchcraft. And so so I have come up with various ways of dealing with those. I'm going to teach you part of that tonight. I'm going to get you involved in this. See, why get you involved? Why have you repeat it? Well, it makes more difference to you. You repeat it, you get it in, and down into your soul, your mind, will, and emotion. And you're seeing how Gene does it. I'm showing you how I do this, okay, and how I teach people to do this around the world. Some, okay, this is battling against witchcraft. Now, first, I'm going to take you through a prayer. Now, I'll take you through. I could actually have you repeat this complete lesson. This is how powerful this lesson is. But I've got time. I've got a time limit. I've got an hour and a half to do all this stuff. So, I want you to just listen to me and see if you can agree with me. And then I'm going to ask you, do you agree with me? And so I'll read it, and then you just listen. Please forgive us for sinning against you. We're truly sorry and repent. Forgive us for idolatry and demon worship. We ask for forgiveness where we have cursed others. We forgive those who have cursed us and called us anathema. We ask God to forgive them and save their souls. We forgive those that have hurt us and our families. Cults, sects, false religions, Illuminati, New Age, and anti-Christian persons and organizations. Those who have cursed us, occultism, witchcraft, and Satanism. Christians that have come against us due to ignorance of the Holy Bible and pray in psychic prayers. And heathen that are jealous and want to take advantage of us. John 20:23. Whosoever sins ye remit, they remit it unto them, forgiven. And whosoever sins ye retain, they retain unforgiven. We remit their sins, we do not retain them. If the person is unsaved, we pray they will get saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, I would not have you ignorant, brethren. If the person is an ignorant Christian, we pray this prayer would wake them up so they would get right with God. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Now, okay, look, let's go to Ecclesiastes 12:5-7. Ecclesiastes 12:5-7. And when they, the old, shall be afraid of danger, that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree, their white hair, shall flourish, and the grasshopper, a little thing, shall be a burden, and desire and appetite shall fail, because man goeth to his long, everlasting home, and the mourners go about the streets, marketplaces. Remember your Creator earnestly now. Or ever the silver cord of life be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern, and the whole circulatory system of the blood ceases to function. Then shall the dust, out of which God made man's body, return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Now this is a prayer. Here again, listen, see if you can agree. We remember our Creator earnestly now. We ask God to shield us from attacks of human souls and spirits and destroy the forces of evil. Do you agree?
Yes.
Now, I mentioned up on the pulpit today when we're doing the panel. I deal with where people do soul travel. These are real witches, male and female. They will go into a person's presence and they'll put part of their spirit within that person's spirit. And I work on casting those things out. Commands. Okay, now this one you're going to repeat. We use the sword of the Lord.
We use the sword of the Lord.
to sever demonic ties,
between spirits and souls,
and otherwise,
ley lines,
lines of energy,
telepathic communication,
and silver cords,
astral projection,
soul travel,
by location
of anyone
who would travel
into our presence
through communications,
crystal balls,
or by their souls and
spirit.
We break demonic balls,
cords,
bowls,
pitchers,
and wheels
used against us.
Okay, now
let's look at some New Age occult
witchcraft and Satanism.
This is a prayer.
See if you can agree with me.
We ask for wisdom and knowledge to be effective warriors against New Age occult witchcraft and Satanism. We ask God to confuse the workers of evil. We ask for armies of angels to attack ungodly angels and demons. Do you agree?
Yes.
Practice it. The ultimate goal is to destroy Christianity and introduce one world religion. These are commands. Now repeat after me.
We bind, restrain,
and loose, destroy.
You are God,
and I am God.
Denying existence
of a personal God,
and insisting universe
itself is God.
Wishes, lies,
spiritual healing,
psychics,
clairvoyance,
mediums and channelers,
one world government,
New Age,
occult,
witchcraft,
Satanism,
sex,
cults,
organizations and programs,
melting pot of religious
and occult philosophies,
pantheism,
aboriginal animism,
occultism,
Freemasonry,
Theosophy,
Illuminati,
apostate Christianity,
Islam,
Taoism,
Buddhism,
Sufism,
Hinduism,
and Babylonian pagan religion,
palm reading,
tarot card reading,
past life therapy,
and spiritual counseling,
obtaining fame, power, and money,
spiritual evolution
as gods and goddesses,
and swamis,
gurus,
yogis,
lamas,
and spiritual teachers,
astrologers,
mystic path,
mysticism,
contemplative,
ascetic lifestyle,
yoga and meditation,
Mother Earth Gia,
native teachings,
and shamanism,
Kundalini energy,
and universal oneness,
worship of Lucifer,
and occult inner circle,
occult knowledge,
esoteric truth,
ancient mysteries,
the Christ,
Luciferian age
of Aquarius,
the plan,
the great work of ages,
world servers,
Masonic religion
of evolution,
divine aspects of man,
and dark magic arts.
Included
are demonic practices
of New Age,
occult,
witchcraft,
Satanism,
listed
or unlisted.
Amen.
Now, don't look this up in your scripture.
We used it once, doesn't mean here I'm going to do it again.
I'm going to give you the whole thing.
Exodus 22:18.
Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live.
Leviticus 20:27, a wizard shall surely be put to death. Now, that's in the Bible. Do you think God has changed his mind?
No.
No. All right. Now, I've used that. It was taught to me by one of my spiritual brothers and sisters out in Oklahoma. The way this thing works, do you understand that the Holy Spirit will strive with man or woman until God will quit striving? What they do is they harden their heart. They can't be saved. Once they reach that point, they're going to hell. And what God said is they are a threat to the kingdom of God. And so, what happened, this man did this, and he saw six witches die at Stone, either Stonehenge in England or this place in Georgia. Which one it was, I don't know. He saw a witch in the kitchen die. Now, he said, "Lord, I don't want to kill anybody." And God told him, "They are a threat to the kingdom of God." Now, if a witch is past the point of no return, and if there's anyone here that's a witch, this is your chance to get saved. I mean, I'm not playing games with you. This is what God said. He says, I read it to you right out of the Bible, right out of the King James Version of the Bible. Now, okay, so I use that. I use that in the ministry. I'm using it tonight. I'm using it over the internet. Okay? All right, proclamation. I'm going to read that. The mistress of deadly charms who betrays and selleth nations, America, through whoredoms, idolatry, and families, peoples, through her witchcraft, enchantments. I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off spiritual death from among his people. Because of these abominations, practices, the Lord thy God doth drive them out before thee. He brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. A cruel messenger shall be sent against them. He was turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them. How about Christians? Can Christians be affected? O foolish Galatians! Were Galatians Christian? Who hath bewitched you? Who hath bewitched you? Lest thou be a cursed thing like it. Therefore shall evil come upon thee. None shall save thee. Okay, now I'm going to get you involved. Repeat after me. We proclaim.
We proclaim.
Declare and agree.
Declare and agree.
With the Holy Word of God.
With the Holy Word of God.
God will cause the wicked, to be under our feet. We claim the world, back for the Lord.
Back for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay, I'll read this. Comments. The Christian must fully yield to God to have full protection. We're very careful in what we think, say, and do. Prayer without ceasing. Use the blood of Jesus Christ. Divinely protects true, sanctified, holy Christian, submitted to God and following the Bible. We believe in the gifts and manifestations of the Holy Spirit. We're in continuous warfare with the forces of evil. Do you think you can live a half life and be protected? You can be half in sin and half godly?
No, wrong answer.
Right. Do you believe you're in continuous warfare? Or do you think something magic is going to protect you? Someone can get up and say something magic can protect you for the rest of your life? Not hardly. I gave you Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle. You'll be wrestling until you die. Okay? Now thank God that He's wrestling with us. Okay. Okay, repeat this. This is War Clubs and Weapons of War Prayer.
We ask God
to use us
as war clubs
and weapons of war
to
destroy
demonic arts,
enchanter,
augur,
charmer,
divination,
charms,
incantations,
magic,
spells,
witch,
warlock,
wizard,
clairvoyant,
psychic,
witchcraft,
sorcery,
magic,
spells,
diviner,
fortune teller,
false means to discover,
divine will of God,
necromancer,
medium,
communication with the dead,
Astrologer.
Observer of times.
Stargazer.
Pretending to tell future events.
Soothsayer.
Prognosticator.
Pretending to foretell
from signs or symptoms.
Conjurer.
Magician.
Sorcerer.
Divining.
Witchcraft.
New Age.
Occultism.
Satanism.
Witchcraft.
Demonic practices.
Cults.
False religions.
Sex.
Anti-Christian.
Demonic organization.
Now, these are commands I'm going to take you through.
We bind
and cast down
the strong men
and strongholds,
Satan,
angels and demons,
over New Age,
occultism,
witchcraft,
Satanism,
and demonic arts,
principalities,
powers,
might,
kingdoms,
thrones,
dominions,
nobles,
princes,
kings,
rulers of darkness,
ascended masters,
spirit guides,
mind control,
mind occult,
mind binding,
witchcraft,
sorcery,
divination,
necromancy,
Eastern mysticism,
reincarnation,
transcendental meditation,
soul travel,
martial arts,
yoga,
visualization,
inner healing,
familiars,
crystal helpers,
bodiless spheres of light,
and universal intelligence.
Now, I'm going to take you through some reversing satanic power.
Repeat.
We reverse
satanic supernatural
power against Christians
from prayers,
blasphemy,
contempt,
execration,
and imprecations,
cursing,
invocations,
conjuring,
profanity,
language,
and retributions,
punishment.
We reverse
harm,
affliction,
injury,
evil,
and misfortune.
Amen.
Now, that's part of what I use when I'm working with people and bringing them where they've been attacked by witchcraft. Now, I have a manual. It's about 150 pages. It's called the Witchcraft Deliverance Manual. You can see it on the internet, and you can get a hard copy of me if you're interested. But you can use it free off the internet. Now, that gives you a taste of how I battle against witchcraft. Now, it just depends upon the situation and who I'm dealing with, but that will give you a taste of how I battle against witchcraft. Now, why go to all this? I mean, why go to all this battle? Okay? Now, I'm going to take you through the big spiritual picture. Summary. The understanding of the coming events is foretold in God's Word. Christianity is being destroyed by persecution, world religions, hatred, church apostasy, counterfeit Bibles, and other satanic devices. There will be a one-world economy controlled by a small group of people. The one-world health system will control mental and physical. The judgment of God is on America and has been since 1962, when America began to take God out of public life. America is being destroyed by God's judgment. It's being destroyed by those who are anti-Christ, anti-America, and for one world government. It's being destroyed by those who despise America, America's prosperity, standing in the world, trust in God, generosity, and goodness. There will be devastating effects on America as we're taken down the road of destruction. We're being destroyed by abortion, homosexuality, and sexual sin. Overall evil, Supreme Court and other activist courts, weather, terrorism, obsessions, liberal politicians, and crooked politics. Satan's kingdom, New Age, cults, occultism, witchcraft, and Satanism. Evolution and humanism, love of money, and billionaires wanting total control of the world. Okay, let's look at Matthew 7:14. Matthew chapter 7, verse 14. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And thy name have cast out devils, and thy name done many wonderful works, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, you that work iniquity. Now, it's also verses 22 and 23. I have it written down. Okay, let's look at 22 and 23. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have cast out devils, and thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, you that work iniquity. Okay, I cast out demons. Is that a ticket to heaven? No. And I do many wonderful works in the name of Jesus Christ. Is that a ticket to heaven?
No.
Okay, I better have my heart right with God. He will say, depart from me, you who work iniquity. You better get it right up here, folks. I'm telling you, you better get it right up there. Okay. God doesn't play games. Okay. I don't play games either. Okay. Okay. Okay, and you can prophesy. I know some of you out there prophesying. Cast out devils. Probably all of you cast out devils. And do many wonderful works. If you work iniquity and do not love the Lord, you're going to hell. I don't care what kind of titles you got by your name. I don't care how many people you got in your organization. You better be right with God. The road is straight and narrow, and few will enter therein. About 30 years ago, Howard Pittman died. How many of you know Howard Pittman? Praise God, that's wonderful. Went to heaven, and God sent him back to be an evangelist. He saw 50 people pass through the tunnel after death to heaven. The angel told him that 1,950 went to hell. That's 2.5% of the world's population. 97.5% are going to hell. God told him that 25% of the people in the church are going to heaven. 75% are going to hell. Now, that was 30-some-odd years ago when I first met Harry. Today, the statistics are less than 1% are saved. This is what God told one of my spiritual daughters. My spiritual daughter, it's amazing the communication she has with God. Her husband is pretty good, too. It's amazing. I married them. It's amazing. Think about that. This year, she's gone on 3 60-day fasts. Think about that. Don't you think she'll have good communication with God? Okay. Today, the statistics are less than 1% are saved and more than 99% are going to hell. That's the latest statistic by Jesus. I believe that less than 1 out of 4 in the church today are saved because of apostasy. What is happening in the church? Apostasy is happening in the church. It's an easy believism. It won't cut it with God. Okay? And the preachers are taking you through that easy believism. They're going to hell. All right? I believe there'll be a lot of preachers in hell. Okay? Christianity is serious and not a spectator sport. God holds the church accountable for the sins of the nation, not the government. Does God know you? Are you working iniquity? Okay, let's look at some curses. We had some talk up here since I've been here about cursing. What curses are you under? The following is an outline and origin of primary curses on people. Nationalities, ancestors, any of 2,044 and 10 generations of bloodline. Ourselves, after the age of accountability, say 12 years old. Others outside of bloodline. Spiritual authority, secular authority, carnal authority, generally from sexual sin authority. Conception, womb, birth, before the age of accountability, after the age of accountability. Mental, physical, including operations. Spiritual, financial. Holy Bible, disobeying God. Home, cursed home. Possessions, cursed objects. Thinking, speaking, acting. Male, female. False religions, apostate church, demonic practicing. Okay. I'm not going to read the Great Commission. We read that before. Here's the process of the Great Commission. See how you fit in it. You receive the gospel, preaching by others. We've got some preachers here. We've got some pastors here. You will get saved. That's salvation. You'll get water baptized. That's baptism in water. Signs will follow you, the believer. Signs, wonders, and miracles. Did you get that? You get saved. You get water baptized.
And then signs, wonders, and miracles will be following you. Notice he didn't say you had to get baptized in the Holy Spirit or speak with other tongues, anything like that. Then we go on. You'll cast out devils. You will speak with new tongues. That's baptism in the Holy Spirit. God will protect you, the believers, supernaturally. You'll pray for the sick and they will recover. That's healing. You'll go forth as preaching. God will confirm the word with signs following. Are you performing the Great Commission? Are signs, wonders, and miracles following you? How about that? Did Gene make that up, or did he read out of the Bible? Okay. I'm telling you, signs... See, it's not just someone standing up here behind the pulpit, you know, or got a suit on, or, you know, or got some title. Okay. It's every Christian. Every one of you, signs, wonders, and miracles are supposed to follow every one of you. Okay. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, do it. Okay. Now... Okay, Jesus Christ came to preach the gospel, heal the sick, and cast out devils. What should you be doing? Preaching the gospel, healing the sick, and casting out devils. Every one of you. Okay? Are you preaching, healing, and casting? Okay, Mark 16:70, one of my favorites. And signs will follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out demons. Are you casting out demons? Is every one of you casting out demons? And that includes the newcomers. I'm not talking about the old pros. It includes the newcomers. All right? Now, if you're not casting out demons, either you're ignorant or you don't believe the Bible. All right? It's very simple. All right? Okay, let's look at some prophecy. Okay, now, Psalm 9:17. Psalm chapter 9, verse 17. Psalm 9:17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. America has forgotten God. Matthew 15:14. Let them alone, they be blind leaders of the blind. If the blind lead the blind, both shall fall in the ditch. Blind pastors leading blind congregation. Matthew 24:32-34. Matthew 24:32-34. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise you, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Do you see what is happening in the world? 2 Thessalonians 2:3. 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, apostasy. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, son of doom. That's a falling away of the church. Do you see the church falling away today? Okay, time is short. I believe that God told me we're in the last hours of the last days of the end time. I was walking out in the yard when God told me America is under severe judgment of God. What is severe? I looked it up in the dictionary. Stern, austere, strict, harsh, grievous, serious. Judgment of God. Do you believe America is under the judgment of God?
Yes.
We're in the culmination of the ages. At first I thought that was the end of the world. But it's not. It's the end of the age. Okay, culmination means climatic decisive point. That's the end of the age. Do you believe we're nearing the end of the age? As it was in the days of Lot and Noah, it will be in the days of the Son of Man. That's destruction, sodomy, and gross evil. Can you see the sodomy today? I won't have to call it by the other names. You know what the other names are, all right? Now, I don't know how to describe Noah as in gross evil. Just think about it. God killed everybody except 8 people. Do you think God has changed?
No.
Well, look out, America. One world religion. The Antichrist will rule the one world religion. He will do everything he can to eliminate Christianity and Christians or make them accept other religions as valid as Christianity. Christianity believes that other religions are false. Whatever religion or combination of major religions are in control,
Catholic, Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, or Buddhist will martyr Christian. No religion can compete with Christianity, so they must eliminate Christians in some way. They can't compete with us. So what, are they going to put us in prison, cut our heads off, kill us? They can't compete with it. No one can compete with Christianity. They can't compete with the love of God. All right? So kill them. Kill those Christians. All right? Do you see persecution in America? Do you see it's growing worse? End game. The process will probably go from independent nations to 10 unions of combined nations to the world without nation. We'll go from America to the North American Union to the one world government to the end of the tribulation, beginning of the millennium. Now, I may not have my dates exactly right, but the North American Union is in fact. It's already been, Canada, America, and Mexico have already signed an agreement. Okay? Why do you think that they are not enforcing the boundaries of America? Why do you think we have many millions of illegal aliens coming in America? They want that, right? It's planned, right? Okay, the projected dates are the North American Union 2010, One World Government 2012, and then the Tribulation 2019, allowing 7 years for the Tribulation. Now, I'm not telling you those dates are exactly right. They're the best dates I've got, okay? But I'm telling you this is what is going to happen. This is what is happening. I believe that Christians will go through the Tribulation, first 3.5 years, will be protected from the wrath of God in the Great Tribulation, last 3.5 years. The agreement for the North American Union has been signed by the presidents. Why do you think they're trying to legalize the illegal immigration? Not only that, but we need the people for workers. Americans are not having enough babies to sustain the workforce. The same thing is happening in England with the resulting Muslim immigration. We're killing the babies of the future and importing workers from other countries to take their place. We've only killed about 53 million babies. We've only allowed about 50 million people come in America. Don't you think they're allowing them in because we don't have the workforce? They're allowing them in to make up for those that have been killed. Okay, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. The first horseman, Antichrist. The second horseman, war. The third horseman, great famine, destruction of the world's crops and wildlife, and economic collapse. The fourth horseman, death, warfare, disease, and famine. What does the future hold for America? The New World Order will cost money, words, and blood. Exciting, difficult, and frightening times lie ahead. The Book of the Gentiles is almost complete. The Book of the Jews will then be open. Are you in the Book of Life? The great and final apostasy. Apostate church. Christian hatred in detention camps. Executions and Christians beheaded. Mark of the beast and other persecution. Witchcraft is a fascist growing religion in the United States. I believe the greatest threat to Christianity is witchcraft. You can find witchcraft in basically, I think, everything that Satan done. The new gospel dismisses the divinity of Christ, the reality of hell and judgment, biblical standards of purity and morality, to defame the name of Christ, to call God she, and to say the church has no heavenly father. The New Testament is filled with predictions of the last days falling away. Wolves will come in sheep's clothing, bringing powerful deception to deceive, if possible, even the elect of God. What do you think is happening with television, evangelism over television? I don't watch it. From what I hear, there's a lot that comes across the television to you that's so-called Christian, it's really not Christian. Okay, the liberal game plan, anti-life agenda, anti-religious freedom, anti-marriage, anti-family, hate crime legislation, fairness doctrine, immigration reform, judicial nominations, national health care, homosexual orientation. It was very traumatic what the extremely liberal Democratic Congress and President did against true Christianity. Presidents and kings. Okay, let's go to Deuteronomy 28:43. The stranger, that means alien or sojourner, that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. Now, I'm not going to call any names, but can you see that happening today? Right. Absolutely. Okay, go to Daniel 4:17. Daniel chapter 4, verse 17. This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the Holy One, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of man, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the bases of men. Can you see that without me calling names? You know what God told Earlene? We get what we deserve. The people that are ruling us today is what we deserve. Do you realize that God puts kings in power and he takes kings out of power? God did this to bring severe judgment on apostate Christianity in America. Obama's anti-Christian actions prove his loyalty. The curse is the absence or reversal of a blessing falling from our original state and being lowered to a lesser state. Do you hold apostate Christianity guilty for what they're doing? I do. See, God gave us the power. He gave us the power to do these things. But if we don't believe the Bible, if we don't accept the Bible, if we don't practice the Bible, it's not going to come to pass. We can have all the power in the world. If we don't use it, it's not worth anything. Okay, are you using the power of God? Famine. There will be famine and political instability on a worldwide scale. God is breaking up the food chain with natural disaster. Okay, now that is some of what I talk about, the big spiritual picture. I'm not going to go through the rest part of it. Okay, now, see how we're doing time-wise. Wow, I'm quick. Okay, we've had some talk about this. I'm going to go through that. You know, people ask me, well, Gene, how should we do deliverance? Okay, I'm going to tell you what God taught me and how I practice this, and I do it over the telephone in my home as I go out in ministry. Sequence of deliverance. 6 basic steps of becoming demonized. 1, sins of the ancestor. 3, 4, or 10 generation cursing. 2, conception and sin. Fornication, adultery, lust, bastard, incest, oven. 3, rejection and wound. Unwanted, threat of abortion, death curse. 4, birth. Anesthesia, cutting of flesh, surgery, trauma, oven. 5, before the age of accountability, sin against innocent child. 6, after the age of accountability, sin by accountable God. Let me go through that again. This is how you get demonized. And I consider everybody to be demonized. Every Christian needs to live. And that includes those in the fivefold ministry, too. I never forget when God brought Earlene and I into ministry unto a pastor, and said, wow, you know, we're going to minister to a pastor? Well, now it's common. I commonly minister to people in the fivefold ministry. But at that time, I thought, you know, we're going to minister to a pastor. You see, what you tend to do, you tend to put that pastor up on a pedestal. Well, in fact, God told Earlene, if you put a pastor up on a pedestal, I'll knock him off for you. That's what God told Earlene. Okay. 1, sins of the ancestors. 2, conception and sin. 3, rejection and womb. 4, birth. 5, before the age of accountability. And 6, after the age of accountability. Now, let me see what I need to comment about. Okay, how about birth? Do you understand you can get demons if you have an operation? If you go under anesthesia? I have dealt with that. I've proved it to myself by casting demons out of people who have operations. Okay, now that's... let me shake you up a little bit. Well, I can get a demon. Okay, how about the cutting of the flesh? Are you supposed to have your flesh cut? Is it okay for pierced ears and nose rings and navel rings and so forth and tattoos? Is that okay? Is that the cutting of the flesh? All right? Now, so... So demons can come in. They can come in through the operation, through the drugs. Can you become addicted to a drug? Yeah. Okay. Can there be a demon associated with addiction to a drug? Yeah. Right. Okay. Okay, spiritual history. How to determine demonization. A spiritual history lists the spiritual events that have taken place in a person's life that cause problems in the spirit, soul, and body. These include traumatic events, sins, problems, and anything that would open the door for a demon to come into the person's soul or body. Each event has to be dealt with spiritually. Look at the 6 basic steps of becoming demonized and the sequence of events. What sins did the ancestors do that would have cursed the descendants to the third, fourth, or tenth generation? What spirits were active when you were conceived? Were you rejected, or they tried to kill you when you were in the womb? Was your mother operated on to deliver you? Were you molested before God held you accountable for sin? What sins did you commit after God held you accountable? Sit down and write the spiritual history. Once the spiritual history has been developed, you have identified the problems. Look at the six basic steps of becoming delivered, get right with God, and break demonic ties for each event. Now you're ready to cast out demons and pray for healing. Then discipline your life, change your way of thinking and acting, and go and sin no more. Now, actually, the spiritual history is more important than casting out demons. Okay, it's slow and time-consuming, but it's very effective. No telling how many of these I've done, you know, through 36 years of doing this. Okay, so I ask people, you know, you come to me for help. I want to know what is wrong with you. What is wrong with you? Okay, what sins did you commit? What sins were committed on you? What sins did your ancestors do? Okay, I'm not interested in what's right. Naturally, I want to know if you're a Christian. There's three keys to getting delivered. Number one, are you really a Christian? Do you really want help? Are you really willing to submit to my authority or whoever as we try to help you? There's three criteria. If you're not a Christian, we're not supposed to cast demons out of you. If you don't want help, it's wasting our time trying to help you. And if you're unwilling to submit and follow leadership of those who are trying to help you, then you're not going to get help. So it's a waste of time. And that's one of the ways of testing people come to you. See if they're ready for that. See if they fit that criteria. Now, so you do this and you go through, and I've told people here, you know, I recommend you do a spiritual history. And I say, go, you know, it'll take you hours to do this. Take a pad and a pen, and then I'll say, okay. And then you can call me up after you've done that. And I'll work with you. Or go ahead and do it yourself. Do you know you can cast demons out of yourself? Okay?
Yes.
Now, so I highly recommend the spiritual history. I mean, actually, I do the easy part. I cast demons out. That's easy. Okay. Now, let's go on to the sequence of deliverance. Six basic steps to become a deliverer. One, identify problems. Do a spiritual history, short or long. Two, get right with God. Forgive, repent, renounce as appropriate. Three, break demonic ties. Curses, soul ties, demonic holds, demonic ties. Four, cast out demons in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Five, pray for healing. Soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions. Body, which is your organs and system. Six, discipline life. Change way of thinking and actions and go sin no more. Let me repeat that. One, identify problems. Two, get right with God. Three, break demonic ties. Four, cast out demons. Five, pray for healing. Six, discipline life. Now, that's the way that God has taught me. I see people trying to shortcut it, but generally it will not work if you shortcut that. Okay? Now, so, and it's really, what I'm dealing with is really simple and straightforward. Yes, ma'am? Okay, number six is discipline life, change way of thinking and actions, and go and sin no more. Now, so, now how do you get right with God? Basically, it's forgiveness. If you're repenting, you're asking God to forgive you, or you forgive those who've hurt you, cursed you, or controlled you. Then you have a right to break demonic ties. Then you have a right to cast out demons. Then you have a right to pray for healing. Now, God taught me that about 30 years ago. He said, first take people through deliverance, and then pray for them to be healed. Then about 20 years ago, I ran into Pastor Henry Wright. How many of you have heard of Pastor Henry Wright, A More Excellent Way? I recommend all of you get that book, okay? And I'll put in a plug for them. I have my spiritual children up in Baltimore. They sent me down and paid for me to go down there for a week. Their ministry is healing with deliverance. My ministry is deliverance with healing. And so, get that book and completely read it. It will help you a lot. Okay? And then if you can afford it, go down and take their course. If you have a church, you can afford to get them and bring them into your church. And I have a book. It's called The Healing Deliverance Manual. And those two manuals, I think, go together. Okay? Comments. A person spends a lifetime, including incident of conception and time in the womb, in accumulating demons. Deliverance is a way of life, a process, not a grand event. It's a lifetime walk on the way to heaven. It's easy to cast out demons, but hard to discipline the soul and body.
This is the end of Part A. Please play Part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.